gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. We're almost good afternoon. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio, and we have a spectacular speaker today from Bayville, New Jersey. He's the tax resolution specialist, Peter Marciano Jr. And let me tell you something. If you got tax problems, he can help you. And or if you need a loan, because all these loans are going out right now, he can help you with that too. So what's going on, Peter?
Hey, good afternoon, Lou. It's great to talk with you again. And yes, the sun is shining here in Bayville today, and I've been getting some good news. Some of the loans that I've been working on for clients that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks are starting to get funded now. I got word that a $48,000 loan application got funded today from someone, and another $15,000 one, another one for about I think it was $32,000. So we're rolling along. The money's finally starting to be distributed, and you know it's just a great feeling to be able to see these you know businesses get the aid that they really need, and hopefully be able to bring back their employees and you know get through this, because you know how it's been for the last 6-7 weeks. It's been a struggle. So I'm very happy that's starting to happen. We have more in the pipeline going on right now, so hopefully in the next few days, next week, we'll see more of that come through. And more importantly, I hope this pandemic ends sooner rather than later. It's getting cumbersome, tiresome, and difficult. It's all those put together very difficult, to say the least. So they're opening up the parks here tomorrow, the golf course, so maybe more good things are on the horizon. So we'll see.
Oh, that sounds great. How long does it take them to get the money once they're approved?
You know, it depends on the banks that you go to. I've been using this bank called Heritage Bank down in Georgia, Florida, and literally I put an application in on Monday, and it got funded today. The bigger banks are the worst places to go. Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, because you know what has been being uncovered lately is that they have been funding loans that are the most profitable loans for them, as opposed to on a first-come, first-served basis, as it's supposed to be. So someone who puts in a loan request for $1 million, the bank is going to put them to the top of the list, as opposed to somebody who puts a loan in for $50,000, because the bank is getting paid a commission from the SBA based on the volume of loans, the amount of the loans that they submit. So if they're getting 3% of $1 million, they'd rather do that than have one loan than fund 20 loans at $50,000. So that's not really right. So the smaller banks I have found are the best way to go. And they've been good to work with. They'll call up with if something they need something or something didn't, they couldn't open a file that you sent them or whatever. The big banks, and this is from clients who are using them, saying that they're just so frustrated. You know, I had one client who was with Bank of America, and she was sent back after like 2 or 3 weeks that we need the items that are checked off on this list for you to submit them, but there were no items checked off on the list. So she didn't know what to submit. So then she submitted something that she thought was to be submitted, and they're like, well, we don't want this. We need what's on the list. But there was nothing on the list. Stuff like that drives you crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you think that, because I've always thought this, that they don't get the money to you fast enough because they're collecting interest on it.
Well, yeah, that's probably... They definitely, well, in this case, I think usually that is the case. In this case, what happens is the bank send the application to the SBA once they've looked them over and they've gotten the documentation that they need. Then it goes to the SBA, and then the SBA funds the loan. So I don't think they're doing it as much now because they want to get the loans out, because that's how they get paid. They get paid the fee from the SBA. But, yes, they do that a lot as a general practice, but I don't think that's happening in this case. because they're making the money. They're making a nice little commission on the loan itself. So
right.
They want to get the money out so they can get paid themselves. But yeah, that's very astute of you. They have been known to. They call that playing the float. You know, they
right.
They keep the money, and it doesn't take a long time for that. You know, a day or two here and there, you add that up. You know, it comes to a nice chunk of change. Over the course of a year, so yeah, your banks are—they can be sneaky. That's for sure, no question about it.
I know that,
they're not fooling you, though. I can see that.
Well, you know, that's how I feel like when I got a couple of accounts, so I want to transfer money from one account to the other account. As soon as you transfer it, it comes out. But where does it go? I mean, where does it go? It takes 4 days to get it to the other account.
It takes a day or two to move to where you want to move, right? Yeah, right. They're exactly. You know how it works. You got
yeah.
it. That's for sure.
Well, it looks better in my pocket than it does in yours.
That's where it belongs.
Right. I know.
Money. You earned it.
Yeah, but that's what they're saying, not what I'm saying.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So what are you hearing down there about? I know you just said that the parks are opening and the golf courses are opening. What about the small businesses and stuff?
Well, no, nothing has changed as from where it's been. You know, the restaurants can have just takeout or delivery. You can't go into a restaurant and eat yet. You know, and you can go to the essential stores like ShopRite, you know, supermarkets, things like that. You know, you have to practice the social distancing and so on and so forth. But no, other than that, I mean, it's going to be a slow process. So New Jersey here is one of the, you know, has the state with one of the higher, you know, amount of cases. So we're probably a little more cautious than some of the other states who may not be as populated and, you know, may not be as affected as much. So it depends on the state. Excuse me, but over here in New Jersey, we're it's a slow go. Still no school, you know, that whole thing. So, you know, we're going a day at a time, Lou, and, you know, we'll see. But it's, you know, this is getting, like I said, tiresome and so on. It's not business as usual. You know, I'm waiting for the IRS, July 15th. I can only imagine what they're going to do when they start ramping up again. You know, I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row there with all the, you know, the cases that I have, like, that are pending right now that, you know, the IRS is not doing anything. I know come July 15th, they're going to be, you know, pounding the pavement, so to speak. So I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row for them so I'm ready when they show up.
Yeah, they're going to come out guns a-blazing.
Oh, they really are. They're going to make up for lost time. They are so backed up right now. Someone sent me a picture. They have, like, trailers full of mail, unopened mail, that they have to, you know, get through. So it's going to be chaotic, even more so than the government shutdown last winter. We'll see, but it's going to be chaotic. But just like with the SBA, we're going to be there to guide our clients through the maze. You know, going through the IRS maze is probably, if you've ever seen a New York City subway map, it kind of looks like that. You know, there's so many different departments and divisions, et cetera, to go through. You know, it's more complicated than reading a New York City subway map. If you've ever seen one of those on the wall with, you know,
yeah.
The A train, the B train, and blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be exciting, actually. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I can't wait to get back into the trenches. I feel like I'm kind of on hold here. I'm like on a treadmill, you know, just spinning my wheels. Thankfully, I'm able to help some people with this SBA stuff. But the IRS is the tax resolution is where my bread and butter is, and I can't wait to get back to that and defending clients and you know not let them get taken advantage of by the IRS and make sure they know their rights, because it's funny because when the IRS is working with the taxpayer directly, the IRS pretty much dictates everything. The taxpayer doesn't know any better, so they just take the IRS's you know, word is gospel. They'll say, "All right, you can afford us $700 a month. We want $700 a month," and that's it. They make them sign off on it. Whereas, when they're dealing with a representative, so to speak, you know, they tend to pull back a little, have a little more respect, and understand that, you know, they're not going to get away with, you know, the same stuff that they get away with when they deal with taxpayers directly. That's why I always recommend. I'm not trying to be self-serving, but do not work with the IRS directly yourself. If you're a taxpayer in trouble, don't deal with the IRS. The IRS is not your friend. Believe me. you do not want to do that. I'll give you a perfect example. So I had a client. This is going back many years. Okay, she was getting audited for the home office. Now the home office is a lot more prevalent than it was back then. But in order to claim a home office deduction, your home office has to be used regularly and exclusively for business. You can't use it for any other purpose. All right. So this lady, my client, said, "Well, I'll handle the audit because the lady that's auditing me is very nice. We get along so great." And I just try to tell her, "You know, the IRS is not your friend." So anyway, this lady goes to the IRS lady goes to my client's house. And, they're having a conversation in the home office, and she's like, so the IRS lady says, you got your TV in here. I guess your kids must like coming in here and watch TV. And then my client unwittingly says, my daughter comes in here, and she watches TV. She crawls around like a little baby. She crawls around, and we play in here. Oh, that's very nice, okay. And then the IRS lady leaves, and then a little while later, she gets a notice in the mail denying the home office deduction because it was not used exclusively for business because her kid played in there. So you see how they get you? That's why I say the IRS is not your friend. They may come across like they're your friend, but believe me, they're not. So I always say if you have a tax issue, especially if it's $10,000 or more, really that's really anything $10,000 or more, you want to get help because you'll make out much better in the end with somebody who can represent you and defend you and make sure that you're not taken advantage of. But that's one example of what they do. They may try to come across like they're your friend, but believe me, they're not your friend.
That's for sure. Absolutely for sure.
Don't get me wrong. I get along with many of these IRS revenue officers and agents. We do talk a little bit here and there, but they're not really your friend as far as a taxpayer goes. They're looking to collect as much money from you as they can.
Right. It's just like when you sell something. You want to get the highest price. They want to pay the lowest price.
Exactly.
So it's the same thing with them. They want to get as much money as they can, and you want to give them as least as you can.
Right. Exactly. And that's all. That's part of the. That's the whole part of the process, the negotiation game. And we try to. We've been pretty successful. With outcomes for our clients. Like I said to you before, there's just not a greater feeling than when you can settle a case for a client and to see the look on their face. I've had them start crying in my office here when they just, because not only are they getting the IRS burden off their back, they're getting their life back. You know what I mean? Because when you have an IRS problem, it affects every area of your life. You don't sleep right. You don't want to go to the mailbox. You're worried whenever somebody knocks on the door, oh, my God, who is this? So it's just a great feeling to get somebody, a fresh start, so to speak. That's an IRS term, the fresh start program, but a fresh start. And I just really enjoy that feeling.
It's got to be a wonderful feeling to help somebody, just to get that burden off their shoulders.
Right, and exactly, the IRS, the worst thing you can do to the IRS is ignore them and think the problem is going to go away, and that's really where a lot of people, get into trouble. I can't tell you how many times I've had clients in here, first meeting, I always tell them to bring their IRS, all their IRS correspondence. And you would be surprised. Most of the time, it's not even opened.
Yeah.
We have I call it like the letter opening ceremony. I take my trash can and I put it right in the middle of the room and we slice open the envelopes and we, dump the envelope in there and we kind of stack up the notices. It's like a ceremony we have, like the Olympic opening ceremony. It's like the letter opening ceremony. And I'm not kidding. And that sometimes there's a pile of mail. There's like dozens of letters. 15, 20 letters that they just
ignored.
Because they've got multiple years of problems and so on and so forth. So that's they don't want to deal with it. And I guess it comes to the point. A lot of the times, what gets their attention is when their accounts get levied. Because after they send so many letters and you ignore them, that's how they get your attention. They'll levy your bank account. Or they'll levy your paycheck, garnish your paycheck. So that's how they get your attention. And then you see how fast they respond. But most of the time, they don't even open the letters they get. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's silly. Absolutely silly.
Because it's not going to go away on its own.
No, that's for sure. Not unless you got a genie that, poof, can get into the IRS. So
right, exactly.
Whitewash everything. All right, Pete, let's go to a quick commercial.
Sure.
And we'll be right back. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. We have the tax resolution specialist, and as far as I'm concerned, the tax slayer, Peter Marciano. Don't leave us. We'll be right back.
Do you think you could share a free ebook called Viral Attraction Marketing Secrets if you had proof it would build an active team under you before you had to pay to join a great company? I'm Christy Sales, offering you the chance to see this system works. Download your free ebook now at iCanMakeCash.com. We have high demand products and a spotless reputation for paying every week. iCanMakeCash.com.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody, and good afternoon. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio, and we have a wonderful CPA, tax resolution specialist, Peter Marciano Jr.
Thanks for having me, Lou. I really appreciate it. And if I may, if anybody, like I said, has any questions, would like to just speak to me, no cost to you. I can be reached at 732-606-9499, and my website is www.taxresolutionnj.com. I'm here to help, whether you're a business owner looking to need some SBA financing and are struggling, or you have a tax problem. I'm happy to discuss it with you.
Remember that, and Peter is the guy to talk to. If you've got any problems at all, or you got any questions about loans that are going around now because of the coronavirus, so get in touch with him.
And it's best to act sooner rather than later, because the first round of funding was gobbled up rather quickly. Now we're into the second round. I don't know whether there's going to be a third round or not, but this is probably going to go just as fast. I think there was about 800,000 applications from the first round that did not get funded because of the they ran out of funds, so now they're going to be, you know, first in line to get funded this go around. So and that's where a lot of my clients were, and now they're starting to get funded. So you know, it's a good thing, and it's an easy loan to get, Lou, because like I said, there's no collateral required, there's no credit checks required, there's no documentation from as far as tax returns go. Really, all you have to provide is your payroll reports, and that's it, you know, for the most part, proof that you're in business, et cetera. But for the most part, there's no personal documentation required, tax returns, financials, or credit checks, or anything. So, and the money goes, the government is trying to get the money into the business's hands as quick as possible. So, you know, you want to get on top of that if you haven't already. I just did one on Monday that got funded today, less than a week later. So they're moving these along fast.
Is there many scams out there?
As with anything else, there's definitely scams out there. You have to be careful, especially if you get a call from someone who says they're from the IRS. Okay, they're not going to do that. Or if they're, you know, if they're from the SBA, I would not trust them those calls at all. They're not going to call you. The person who's going to call you, if you have a loan in process already, is the person that you submitted the loan to at whatever institution it was. But there are going to be people calling up saying that they're, you know, they can get you the money, and you know they'll want a a fee up front, of course, you know, which is illegal, obviously, and you just have to be careful. You know, if it sounds too good or it's too easy, I'm sure it is. And the IRS, people are have been scammed by these fraudsters who claim to be IRS employees and trying to scare them that they owe money. If they don't pay right away, they're going to be arrested. And the IRS just doesn't work that way. And you'll more than likely know if you owe money or not to the IRS. So they shouldn't be surprising you with that. But they're never going to call you and act like that and demand money. They don't operate that way. So if anybody gets a call saying that from the IRS or car or you have to be careful too. Some of the mail pieces that are sent out, Lou, are so authentic looking that they can fool you. One tip is if you get asked to send a check made payable to IRS, that is a scam right there, because they all checks to the IRS are to be made out to the United States Treasury. So if you get a letter that looks like it's from the IRS, and it will look, these letters, I've seen them, they look authentic to someone who was not, you know, used to getting correspondence from the IRS, they're not going to know the difference. But we can tell by looking at them. I always tell clients, whenever you get a notice from the IRS, don't just think it's legit. Let me see it, you know. And sometimes it is a legit notice, but it's wrong. You know, the IRS sends out a lot of correspondence that's not correct as well. So, but you have to watch out for scams like that. Although when they ask you to pay IRS, that would never happen. And even some of the, they've gotten so sophisticated now with the phone calls that they can spoof an IRS number. So they'll call you, and if you question them, they'll say, well, just call the number back on your caller ID. You'll see that's an IRS number, and it is a legitimate IRS number, but this is not an IRS phone call. So you just got to be careful out there, Lou. You use common sense. You know, trust but verify. You know, don't just assume that they're what they say is correct. Yeah, I should say don't trust but verify.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I remember getting a phone call once a few years ago. They just said, we've been monitoring your taxes, and we realized that you didn't pay enough, and blah 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 blah, and. You know, then they start telling you that you got to send us $5,000, and if you don't send us $5,000, we're going to dispatch the sheriffs.
Right. Now, you're smart enough not to fall for that, but there are people that will get scared, and they do target senior citizens a lot, especially widows who may not have been involved in the financial aspect of the taxes and so on and so forth while their husband was alive. Now they don't know anything about this, and they get a phone call and they get scared and they just pay up.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's really
It is scary. But, you know, everybody's a scam these days. You know, people that come to your house and do work, you know, it's unbelievable.
It really is. You know, I try to do my business through a referral source where I would guess somebody if I needed something done. You know, my client base is so diverse that I could just whatever I need, I could probably find somebody in my client base. But you should always pick and choose. I like to get referrals from people rather than just get somebody called, because, like you just said, you can't trust anybody. Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And sometimes, if you live in a nice neighborhood, just because you live in a nice neighborhood doesn't mean you're wealthy. You know,
that's true too. Absolutely.
So, and that's how they do their estimates. Oh yeah, we gotta raise the prices here.
Well, that's true. They'll write the same job for somebody in neighborhood A might be twice what is in neighborhood B, because the feeling is that neighborhood A has got twice as much money.
Right.
To pay. Yeah, I got you, Lou. Yeah. Well, you're a sharp guy, though. I can see that. You know what's going on. No one's getting over on you.
Well, it's why I learned how to do everything myself.
You know, sometimes we learn the hard way too. You know, from experience that you know,
yeah.
Should have done that. So, you know, it's a shame it's got to be that way. But yeah, that's everybody's looking to make a buck. Sometimes not the most ethical way.
Yeah, you know, when I had the coffee trucks, I used to tell these guys in the factories. I said, you guys spend more time trying to get out of work than if you just did your job. Hiding in the bathroom, going outside, walking around the building. It's unbelievable. So funny.
Yes, finding good employees is always a challenge. Probably one of the biggest challenges for business owners, because I found in my career that a lot of times, when you get a good employee, you really have a gem there. Because a lot of times they have the employee mentality. They want to do as little as possible without getting fired, without losing their job. They don't really go the extra mile many times. And I'm not saying everybody's like that, but I've seen it a lot where they just want to do enough so they can, coast through and not get fired, as opposed to trying to, give it their best effort and maybe improve the business, et cetera, et cetera. So, it's tough to find those needles in the haystack. It's going to be interesting now because with this coronavirus, where many people have gotten laid off and are collecting unemployment, they may not have their job to go back to. So the pool of people looking for work, you may be able to pull some gems out of that because they may be out there.
That's right. And they really will appreciate a job.
They would. I try to tell my people that I want you to treat this business like it's your business. Okay, and I want you to feel like you have a vested stake, and I want you to be into what you're doing, not just go through the motions. And the rewards will be commensurate with that. You'll help me grow, and you'll help yourself grow, and you'll be given more work, more money, et cetera, et cetera. I want you to treat it as your business.
That's always a great thing, I mean, why shouldn't you do the best you can? I mean, that just, skipping by, just getting
right.
by. I don't know. You got to do your job. I mean, you're getting paid. They're giving you a living.
And I don't want to be involved in every decision that's made. You can make some decisions. If you make the wrong decisions, no big deal. It's not going to be life threatening. If you make a decision that doesn't work out, we'll fix it. I don't need to be asked to make every single decision in the company. You know what to do. You know what we need. And you handle it. I don't need to be involved with that. Now, if there's a problem, then you can, come to me. But I don't need to be involved in every single decision that is made here. You take responsibility. You you order the supplies that we need. You do this. You contact the client and talk to them. I don't need to be involved in everything. And that's kind of, it's liberating from my standpoint, where I can not be here and things still run. And it empowers the employee to, feel like they matter. Hey, that my input matters. My decisions, they count for something. I'm being entrusted to do this. So, and it allows me to not be here and not worry that things are falling apart if I'm not here.
Right. That's important. That's about the trust from both sides, They know that you're going to take care of them, and you know that they're going to take care of you.
Right. That's why I say, I want you to have the mentality that this is your business as well.
Right. That's great. That's a great way to look at it.
So that's worked for me,
Yeah. All right, Pete. Give out your information on how to get in touch with you.
Very good. I can be reached at 732-606-9499. That's Tax Resolution Specialists. And that's my website, www.taxresolutionnjnewjersey.com. I'm happy to have a conversation with anybody has any questions. And you can even email me if you want. My email address is pete@marcianocpa.com, MarcianoCPA.com. You can email me if that's your preferred method of communication. But I'm here to help any way I can.
Well, you can't ask for more than that, everybody. I hope everybody was listening out there for Peter Marciano. He's a wonderful tax resolution specialist. He can help you with a lot of things if you have tax problems or if you're just looking for a loan. Please give him a call. Pete, it's been wonderful talking to you as always.
Lou, my pleasure. Look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Yes, sir. So am I. I can't wait.
All right,
be safe. This is Lou Michelson at Business Talk Radio. Please have a safe day. And if you need any help with CPA problems, give Peter Marciano a call, or he can just do your taxes. Whatever you like. Don't leave us. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.